This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, check 1, 2, check 1, 2.
Huh? We got you.
You got me? I didn't have my ears on.
What? You're what?
You never disappoint my ears.
What?
Yeah. Are yours off now?
To another flying start, everybody, on What's On Your Mind.
We are indeed.
Let's see if we can top last hour.
Oh, my goodness. Scott Hennon live at the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association. We're at the Ramcota Hotel of Bismarck today. Todd, the radio god, riding shotgun as well. Todd Mitchell, and we are seeing, it looks like some movements related. Some of our listeners are informed us. We haven't got this from law enforcement sources, but a number of activities that we're keeping a close eye on. The latest is a convoy headed north out of the encampment, turning left towards the Mandan landfill. Somebody said, I'm not sure where they're headed now. If you have the latest out there, let us know. 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503 to text Todd or call us at 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind. By the way, that is an area close to where the folks from DAPL are basing a lot of their equipment, so I wouldn't be surprised if that's the direction they're headed. But another day, another protest on day, are you ready? 97. Of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. So keeping tabs on that for you. So I mentioned we're at the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association. We're going to talk with some more folks about what's happening at this convention and a little bit of the ag outlook and the economy and the latest in bells and whistles and technology and things that get a great return on investment for growers coming up on the program. We are brought to you this hour by our friends at High Plains Apache, not some other sprayer company, the sprayer company that others are talking about. That electronic drift management system is something that we had a lot of listeners, a lot of growers, say made their life a lot easier throughout a windy growing season. So that's something you can ask them about. If you're looking for new, if you're looking for used, they'd love to see you in Mandan or in Frontier, south of Fargo. But you can check them out online anytime, too, at highplainsapache.com. And remember, they have that ET Ag on-site retail store, 50,000 sprayer parts. You need it? They got it. Spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and more. That ET Ag Center has parts now that fit every brand, not just the Apache sprayer, any sprayer. So parts for all brands of sprayers, Banjo fittings, bulk hoses, liquid fertilizer parts, they got them all. They're in Mandan, across from Bonanza. They're also south of Fargo, exit 60 and Frontier at High Plains Apache. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. All right, let's chat with a couple more of our guests from the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association. And then we'll crank up the open phones and chat about a couple of things in the news. I have some news on the Trump administration and some people considered for posts. And a couple of things in stories that are making big news that I want you to be wary of on the Trump administration. So that, plus the latest on these protests, and more. There are some roadblocks up now, too. We have the reports that the law enforcement have the roadblocks, so they will not be able to get to the landfill. So, as usual, law enforcement is usually a step or two ahead of these protesters, but we'll keep you up to date on that, too, today as well. Help me welcome to the program from Plains Ag, which is a collection of 10 Case IH dealerships throughout central and western North Dakota and eastern Montana. Les Olson, the GM, is here. Hey, Les, how are you?
Hi, Scott.
And also Mark Taylor, who's the director of sales for Plains Ag. Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Good.
Thank you both for being here. Appreciate it very much. I said earlier that, you know, agriculture is the 800-pound gorilla of North Dakota's economy, without question. And so it's a great opportunity for us to keep up, catch up with some folks like yourself to give us a little pulse on what's happening. Look, you know, around the bend a little bit. First of all, you know, a year ago we were saying, my gosh, these low prices got to end pretty soon, and things should be getting better soon, but it's tough. And a year later, not a heck of a lot has changed other than an extraordinary growing season, I guess. Pretty good year in that regard. Is it helping? How are things coming? Give me your assessment, Les.
Yeah, there's people definitely interested in purchasing where we're at. We're trying to find out where, you know, normal is going to return to. You know, and that's a lot of that is, you know, selling our used, you know, keeping our businesses healthy. You know, working with the producers on some of the different types of crops to see if there are some opportunities, you know, with chickpeas and, you know, the different things that maybe will bring a cash revenue to them. Trying to decide, you know, with the new administration coming in, you know, we're really wondering, is, are we going to get the exports? Are we going to get some things working a little better for us? So we're concentrating on just trying to partner with our farmers and ranchers to see if we can help them, because if they make money, they buy stuff from us.
Speaking of the new administration, you know, there was some tax treatment on the big purchases that certainly helped things.
Yep.
Over the last number of years. Is that the kind of thing you're looking? I mean, is that a big deal? I mean, in the way of moving iron?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yep. They, you know, get coming back with Section 179 and stuff. It really does make a difference to help move. And as I said, it seems like we can sell new. But it's where do we go with the used? I mean, through the past years, people have just gravitated towards newer equipment, and we need to get the second and third trade sold too. So we have a lot of equipment and a lot of deals.
Mark, how do you see the economy right now? What's the snapshot you would share through your lens?
Well, we're back to what I would call normal, more or less. I think that both the farm equipment dealers and the farmers probably developed a few bad habits. It was so good for so long, you know, it compared to what we were used to. And it's a little bit of a shock. It's taken a little bit of time to get back to doing business, you know, watching even the small dollars, you know, watching your expenses. There's opportunities, but it's one of those things where you've got to manage it. There's just not a lot of forgiveness if you make mistakes, as there were, you know, and it probably never is. But it's what I would call normal times. You know, I've been in the business for about 40 years, and I've seen three or four of these cycles. Never this long, this good that we had from, you know, it basically started uptick in 2007. Kind of gathered a head of steam by 2009, and then it started to fall off in probably mid-2014. And driven by several factors, but Section 179 and the crop prices, or 179 and the crop prices. In reference to, you'd made a comment relative to the new administration, I think that it's critically important to farmers. You know, the average farmer's age, they will tell you, kind of stays in that 55 to 57 range. And one of the parts of the Obamacare program was that they kicked the so-called death tax, the estate tax, back up to a fairly high number. And that's one of the things that Trump has said he's going to fix. And a lot of these farmers, the reason it's critical to them is in North Dakota, there's no corporate farming or any real way of transferring the farm to the next generation. And it'll help, I believe, in that respect.
You know, when it was so good for so long, as you say, was there an average on, you know, how often, you know, growers were buying new equipment? Is it trading every 1, 2, 3 years? And you can do that when times are good? And was that the high water mark?
That was the high water mark. There was a lot of what the industry calls rolls. You know, we'd come out to you and say, well, you know, you got three tractors, two combines, a sprayer, a small tractor, you know, and we trade everything. And the next year we'd come back and we'd again trade everything, because there was such a demand for equipment that, you know, everything was probably sold. We sold you the new, we sold the second customer the trades, and it worked really well. However, when it slowed down, you know, it's the old story of supply and demand. It's the farmers right now are having a little trouble because there's more grain. Well, we've got a little more equipment than we'd like to have. It's coming around, but it's a handful to manage.
And Les, you mentioned earlier the challenge now is that used. I mean, where have we found that balance?
No, we haven't. And what we're doing and what we're seeing is we're going back to more the conventional dealership times where, you know, people are repairing their equipment, you know, and holding on to it a little longer and getting back, you know, rather than that 1-2-3 year roll, getting back into that 3-5 year cycle. So it's changing a bit because as times are going, so many of our labor hours were invested in purely, you know, setting up new equipment. And then out in Western North Dakota, we also, you know, had a labor force and our producers also had, you know, issues with labor, you know, keeping people and because there were so many opportunities.
Interesting. All right. Well, another question I want to ask you guys is, so what's new in the business? What obviously, when tail prices come back up, as you say, everybody's pinching pennies, watching every nickel. What's out there in the way of new technology and new things that helps the growers and give them a good ROI? We'll talk about that after a break.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
This Soybean Minute is about Palmer amaranth, the most pervasive weed that growers have ever seen. In addition to this weed producing 1 million seeds per plant, reducing crop yields by 90%, it is also resistant to glyphosate and most row crop herbicides. Iowa weed scientists documented Palmer amaranth expanding from 5 to 30 counties this summer. How did this happen? Primarily from mail order seed. Some commercial seed mixtures used in CRP, cover crops, pollinator plots, and hunter habitats were contaminated with Palmer amaranth seed. These multi-plant seed sources disseminated Palmer amaranth throughout Iowa. Landowners, inspect your new environmental plantings. Bag and remove any deviant pigweed plants. Contact your Extension County agent or NDSU for correct ID. Help keep North Dakota Palmer amaranth free.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association Convention in Bismarck today on What's on Your Mind. Really looking forward to, well, it's just been fun. And always to see these folks and to get a sense of how the economy is and how ag's doing in the Northern Plains. Great experts today. Really enjoy the conversation very much on the program. Questions or comments are welcome, too, as well. 800-228-0550. I want to keep these guys over just because I wanted to get a little bit to technology and new things. And obviously, as you weather the storm that you just talked about and find out where that new normal is, you know, growers out there are doing the same thing. Pinching pennies and looking at costs, and you know, we hear a lot about precision agriculture, technology. What's the latest that most excites you? I mean, what do you want growers to know that's out there, Les?
Well, I think there's probably, you know, there's variable injection systems coming with sprayers so that they can go along and, you know, spot spray as they're going down the field. I think it's all going to boil down to, you know, how do you invest your dollars? You know, seed, exact seed placements, you know, rates, you know, just making every dollar count is what I see and what we're sending our people. Unfortunately, I'm not real close to the actual, you know, equipment now in my role. There was a day, you know, when I was a technician and salesman and, you know, coming up through where I knew a lot more about it. But Mark, can you add to that?
Well, the drive right now is precision farming and trying to get the most bang for your buck. Sometimes, as one of the speakers said yesterday, the maximum yield isn't necessarily the most cost-efficient yield, but it's trying to figure out, you know, we're to the point now where we have the technology where there's some parts of the field that just aren't going to be as productive simply because of the type of soil or the water management or something like that. Western North Dakota, though, still relies on moisture. I mean, we're much more, it'll affect the yields much more in Western North Dakota than they do. If you look historically, Fargo, for example, and Bismarck gets typically the same amount of moisture up till about June 10th. We've had about a decade where we've had more moisture than normal, but the amount of moisture kind of dictates what your crop production is. But the precision farming is, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's a seed placement, you know, variable rate is big now. The spraying is big now. The fertilizer application is, you know, you put a varying rate or are able to put a varying rate on so that, you know, whatever spot in the field you're most productive, you put the most on and the least you adjust it.
What most excites you? What do you most want growers to know about the possibilities from some of these new tools that can most affect their bottom line?
Well, that's a tough question, simply because each grower's situation is a little bit different. You pretty much, we've got a person on staff that's kind of our precision guy, and they really need to sit down and take a look at it because each farm, you know, depending on the crop, depending on the soil, and one of the big costs now, for example, in corn production is just the cost of seed. It's trying to get the right combination put together for that producer.
Interesting. Well, gentlemen, enjoy the gathering here, and thanks for the time and updating us. Some good information. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Good to talk to you. From Plains Ag, that is Les Olson, the GM, and Mark Taylor, the Director of Sales. We have 10 dealerships in western and central North Dakota and eastern Montana selling that red iron, Case IH. All right, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it. 24 past the hour. Calls, questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. One bit of news I wanted to share. There's a report that Fox News is putting out saying they've confirmed that Ben Carson has turned down being considered for a cabinet post.
Whoa.
So, just wanted to let you know that. I was kind of hoping for Ben Carson at Health and Human Services, a doctor.
Well, yeah. Why would he be turning that down?
I don't know. I like Ben Carson a lot. I don't know. Maybe he wants a life, you know?
Which is exactly why I would never be president, but yeah. There we are.
Laura Ingraham is being considered for press secretary, which I think would be fabulous. Tony Snow, rest his soul, was, I believe, one of the best press secretaries in recent memory. He served George W. Bush. Laura Ingraham and Tony Snow have something in common. They're both radio talk shows. And you know what? You need to be in that job. So I think that'd be great. The only other thing I want to say about the Trump stuff is there is a lot of stories floating around out there about, well, for one, there's Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon, who runs a media organization known as Breitbart, is an organization that's not liked by even conservative media, all right, because they're different. Some refer to them as alt-right. But I've never seen or heard anything from Steve Bannon that is anything other than sort of anti-establishment, but mainstream conservatism, you know. And by all reports, has been a very integral part of the Trump campaign, he and Kellyanne Conway. But this man is being absolutely blasted. Front page of the Jamestown Sun today. I took a photo of the newsstand from Jamestown today to say, really? This is the stuff they're going to put out there. It's the front page of the Fargo Forum as well. And then I said, who are we kidding here? It's mainstream media sources reporting on the Obama administration. What do you expect? What do I expect? Why am I surprised? This is par for the course. We learned nothing, if not that the mainstream media is flat-out corrupt during this last election. They are, folks. We need to remember that. It's not going to go away because of the election. In fact, it's probably going to get worse. So just remember that. A headline in the Jamestown Sun, Trump advisor draws scorn. By who? Liberals that don't like the guy. Washington establishment types. Subheadline, Bannon's appointment boosts white nationalist movement. White nationalist movement. Todd, what is the white nationalist movement?
The American Revolution. It's been a while since we've had one of those, isn't it?
I need to know, what is it? Could somebody explain this to me? And give me one thing out of this article that would lead you to believe that Steve Bannon is, I don't know, whatever a white nationalist is, I assume racist, right? I don't know. I just am amazed to the lengths that they will go to malign anybody. And then I wake up and go, well, who are you kidding? What do you expect? Just long way of telling you, be very wary of anything you're seeing in any mainstream media source about anyone in the Trump administration, anyone appointed, anything. They're not done. They're not done. In fact, they're probably doubling down. They're so worried because they just had their head handed to them in the last election. And everything they said was going to happen didn't happen, despite the smears, the lies, the trashing, all the things they did. The other cutesy one out there now is that Trump demands security clearance for his children. He did not. He asked the procedure. Just be careful. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, that's what's on my mind. Tell me what's on yours.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
What's on Your Mind, live from the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association Convention in Bismarck today. On What's on Your Mind, talking agriculture, talking the economy in North Dakota, talking new innovation. Lots of fun today. And also updating you on another protest on day 97 of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. This one near Mandan. Texter said, heard from a neighbor, they're protesting on the Bismarck side of the river heading to a country school south 1804 by the rifle range. We have a photo from someone that says there's a tense standoff underway at the railroad tracks between protesters and the reported DAPL equipment yard that we were talking about earlier. And they were obviously attempting to get to the equipment yard of DAPL, but... they are looking for this confrontation, right? This is the photo they want for National DAPL Day. This is the narrative. You know, I don't know. I what would you do different? You know, I empathize with law enforcement in this because it's the same drill every day, just somewhere different. And usually done in a, more often than not, a lawless way. Another texter says, Ben Carson said if he couldn't be president, then he didn't want to be anything in politics. Not surprised that he turned it down. Huh. I don't remember him saying that. I thought I remember him saying that he was going to listen and would serve Donald Trump in some way and or a capacity. So I don't know. But we'll see. Russell and Bismarck's been waiting to weigh in here before we chat with our next guest at the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association. Russ, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott and Todd. The question I have is, it seems like the mainstream media is invested in the social divide in America. We didn't hear about the Black Entertainment Television party that was held at the White House the other day, even though reporters and pundits were invited. But if somebody were to start White Television Entertainment Network, even if Bannon started it, it's all over the media. Not local media, but... as you were talking before, the national media.
Yeah, interesting point. Very interesting point, Russell. No question about it. Appreciate the call. Thanks. Call again, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. You can also text Todd if you have information on the protests or comments on anything. They're welcome today, 701-226-8503. Our next guest is one of the board of directors of the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association, also is the vice president for Brandt Holdings for their ag division. which folks in this part know as Valley Plains Equipment. Jay Pickrell. Jay, how you doing?
Fantastic. Scott, and yourself?
Good. Nice to see you again.
It is good to be seen, sir.
Yes.
In this great state of North Dakota.
Isn't it something? And, of course, Brand Holdings has ag stores all over. How do you compare business elsewhere to here in North Dakota and the Northern Plains?
Well, this last season, North Dakota farmers had a great yield, great harvest, which was fantastic for us. In the upper Midwest, it was some of the top end. There was probably four states in the upper Midwest that had the types of crop yields that North Dakota had. And so we're excited for our farmers here in the state of North Dakota, at least in compressed commodity prices and difficult farming times, yield will help financially.
How difficult is it right now?
I would say it's not as difficult as times have been. Certainly those who have been around long enough to think about the 1980s would not equate this to the same level. Certainly interest rates are a help for us today, help for our customers in comparison to the times in the 1980s. It certainly is not $6 corn, though. And so with these compressed commodity prices, roughly corn in about $3.50 area, that they have to be much more careful about what they're doing, and they have to be much better at planning and marketing their products in order to maximize their abilities today.
How do you help growers at a time like this?
Well, that's one of the unique things that we get a chance to do today is that we're focused upon the financial health of our customers. And the best way we can do that is to help them manage yield and input cost. And, of course, as I'm sure you've heard a number of times already, the key in this is the precision ag side of the business, being able to take technology and machine optimization so that every aspect of cost, seed cost, fertilizer cost, are minimized and the yield is maximized. So seed placement, those types of things, the articulations of the placement of the seed in the ground, the depth, the spacing between, that can maximize yield, variable rate planting, those types of things are opportunities for these customers to maximize. I have a great statistic to drive this point home. In the state of Nebraska, where we did some testing, farmers that actually used nitrogen placement at specific times that the plants were in need of nitrogen had as much as 90 bushel to the acre greater yield than those whom did not. At $3.50 corn and 90 bushels, that's a roughly $300 to the acre difference. So precision applications and controls are significant in the financial aspects today.
Is it a tough sell with growers just because it's new and different and everything, or are they embracing this?
Well, you get quite a spectrum today. You have farmers who have been very traditional and have been farming for a great number of years, and those have not necessarily indoctrinated themselves into this newer technology. But you have a group of farmers coming right up beneath them, generally their sons or a newer generation, that is very adapted incorporating the technology, and they can do so in a very quick way. So we really kind of see two different ends of that spectrum. Most even of the older generation are starting to migrate very quickly into this platform.
Very interesting. Here's a curveball for you. How much of the cost of a tractor that you have on the line you want to sell is government regulation? EPA says, you know, the engine has to be this,
sure.
Exhaust has to be that, you know, just the government saying, you know, it needs to be this, that, anything. Any idea?
Certainly the technology and the emission side of it is going to represent somewhere between 8 and 10% of the cost of the tractor today.
And, you know, I think of this because I toured the Case IH plant in Fargo a while ago, and I was asking about these ginormous exhausts. I'm like, Okay, I remember being on the tractor with my grandpa, right? And there was a little tiny exhaust and, you know, a little bit of smoke coming. Now you got this thing that's like the size of a football field.
Yep.
Well, what's the deal? And they're like, oh, man, it's new regulations, and they change them about every 3 years, so you have to put the cost of that into a shorter time frame than we normally would.
Correct.
When we put something new on a tractor. And I'm thinking, oh, gosh, that's costing the grower, you know, what's the ROI for that? Are we getting the proper return for that?
There is no ROI on that. That's a pure input cost. And with the regulations that we see, Europe just moved to phase 5 in this. We're in phase 4 here on the U.S. side. To move to phase 5 would be another 10% increased cost on the equipment from what we can project today.
And you have no control over that?
No control whatsoever. Unless we elect officials who are going to deregulate some of it. That's about the only control we have, referring back to some of the political comments you were making earlier.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm getting at. I mean, literally, when you get down to, you know, tough price environment and challenging times, those are the kind of things that can make a difference. And I don't think we as consumers spend anywhere near enough time understanding how much We pay for regulation.
That's right.
And if it's regulation that makes the drinking water safe and, you know, keeps your hospital safe or whatever, we're all going to say, hey, want a fair exchange there. If it's no cost benefit whatsoever, then come on. You know, what are we doing here?
Exactly, Scott. And when you think about some of these regulations, especially in emissions, when we take off-road equipment, so tractors and some of the mining equipment and things of that nature, the amount of hours that they're operating and actually functioning and the pure number of pieces that exist in the marketplace, and we overlay on top of that the same regulations we would for over-the-road vehicles that are spending, you know, hundreds of thousands of miles a year on the road, and we're putting all that burden on that sector of the economy. It is a significant burden to try to meet that regulation. For the manufacturers, I mean, they are not incorporating anything that is not regulated to them.
Look around the curve for me a little bit. Where's things going? Is this a new normal that we're at with low prices, and they're just going to be there? Do you see prices coming back up and kind of that boom returning? What's your thought?
I think it would be fantastic if it did, but the only way we're going to really see that is it's going to take a significant climatic event in the world to do that. And just recently, the last year, as example, Brazil and Argentina suffered significant weather impacts. I think they were down 20-25% in their export capacities. And we did not see a significant uptick in commodity price because now this market is global. And to have an impact on a global level with increased yields coming out of North America this year in harvest, it takes a fairly large climatic event that has to make a significant impact on a global stock supply that is very high today. So what we see in a very short answer to that question is we see commodity prices remaining fairly stable through the next 3 years or so.
Right, so this is the new normal.
New norm, new norm.
Just build your operation for today's prices.
Well, and this is, again, why it's critical to maximize the capacity of our customer today, the farmer. They've got to be able to maximize in this environment because it will be a stable environment. If they continue to have degradation on balance sheet, profit side of the business, then we're going to see banking really starting to shrink up its ability to support them on lending. Then in turn makes it very difficult on a cash standpoint for our customers. So we must maximize in this window.
Where is Valley Plains Equipment?
So in Jamestown, Valley City, Hunter, Galesburg, Hillsboro, North Dakota, and in Crookston, Minnesota. That's the 6-store operation.
All right, sounds good. And operations across the nation and across the globe, huh?
Yes, sir.
Fascinating. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it very much.
It's a real pleasure, Scott. Thank you.
There is so much ag expertise in the state of North Dakota. It's just hard to quantify, and really appreciate getting to tap into a little bit of that today with our guests, including Jay Pickrell from Valley Plains Equipment and Brand Holdings, on What's on Your Mind. Let's see here. Have I got somebody on line two there, Manny? I don't have a name on there, but 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Todd, any new texts you want to share?
Somebody's trying to actually call. Yeah, don't call the line you're supposed to text, by the way. Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Scott, no one is talking. And, of course, somebody else. Of course, just as I say, don't call the text line. Somebody calls the text line. Scott, no one is talking about the existing oil we have in Mandan. The refinery is close to proximity, as is the Heskett plant to Mandan Water Source in Bismarck, just downstream. We've not had issues. Tesoro also has a pipeline that runs through North Mandan about 2 blocks from my own house. Again, no issues. These are facts, so they don't matter to the media or protesters.
Well, there's so much of that. I wish there'd be a little bit of context in every one of the stories. For instance, if the threat here, according to the professional protesters, is the water from the Dakota Access Pipeline, why this pipeline? What about this pipeline as opposed to the millions of miles of pipeline that exists already, some that, which would obviously be much older and different technology, is not a threat? But then you go, well, wait a minute. Don't get crazy and apply logic to any argument, because there is no logic in their argument. You know, it's this pipeline now because they got a visual. This is made for TV, professional protesters that are being paid. They like these confrontations. They like their smartphones being able to go out there and provoke law enforcement and fundraise with how they're being treated. That's the game. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing the importance of knowing CPR and first aid for common hunting injuries.
Things that you can do, like with a broken bone, knowing when to move them, when not to move them. We're looking at an impalement. Never remove anything that's impaled in your body. The big one is heart attack. A lot of people that are out hunting, it's probably the one time of the year that they're exercising, and so they overexert themselves and have a heart attack. In rural North Dakota, 90% of the time it takes an ambulance at least 20 minutes to arrive on the scene. So it's really important that the people that you're hunting with have basic skills of CPR so that they can actually do those compressions and give breath until EMS gets there for you.
To register for a first aid and CPR class, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Today by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Four for four all day, every day. Four what? Four items, like the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 20-ounce drink, and two cookies. Yours for just $4. Four items, $4. Wow. That's really good. Somebody just sent me a text. Shar said, hey, come get a pie on us. Did somebody say pie, Todd? I think somebody just said pie.
Oh.
Okay, well, Char, tell me more. What do you got going here? All right, Char says, today, at Hatch Realty in Fargo, you can get a free pumpkin pie. It's their fifth annual Pi Day in Asheville.
They did that because you're in Bismarck. What the heck?
I think they did, knowing I'm on my way to Minot. Yeah, that's a nice little truck they did. You got to register for your free pumpkin pie, but you can get a freebie. I love free pie. I love free pie. I really do. You had a texter say what, Todd? Scott, go to, put that one up, yep. I'll get these calls. We'll come to the text in a second. Call's been waiting for a while. I don't want to make them wait any longer. Fuller in Mapleton, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I would like to repeat a quip I heard this morning. The 18-year-olds in 1944 flew B-17s and Mustangs, climbed the hills at Normandy, and pushed Hitler's version of evil right off the continent. Today's 18-year-olds curl up in the fetal position, suck their thumbs, and ask for a safe space at a government school just because their feelings were hurt.
It's impossible, in my mind, not to wonder what the cost of that will be. Because you are so right. I have a hard time not getting a chill up my spine when I think about that and what those kids did at Normandy. Many of whom lied about their age. Lied about their age to be able to serve and go and protect and defend this country and save a nation, save the world. Compared to the ones I read about Saturday that need post-election pain counseling at some NDSU and Concordia and MSUM.
That's truly something. Yes. We should take note with gravity and tremble in fear, I think, but some kind of recognition. Thanks much, Scott.
Thank you, Fuller. Appreciate it. Wayne in South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, say, what if we got all the license plate numbers from all these protesters and we all refused them to sell them gas, kind of embargo their fuel and stuff? That kind of would slow this protesting down a little bit, I think.
You know, hard logistically to pull off, but, you know, in most places that sell gas want to sell gas, so... I find it a little hypocritical that they fly around the country and come in here and protest and then claim to not want fossil fuels used, right? Because one of the big players behind this is a group called Earth Justice. Their whole mission is to end, as they call them, dirty fuels. So,
like you said, you get force them into, they want to force everybody else into no fuel. Why don't they? We force them into no fuel and see what the situation happens then. So,
you know, I'm struggling today with the right question, but I know the answer is out there from the audience, and that is there has to be a different way. I mean, this is 97 days of this. Now they're out on the railroad tracks, trying to. You know, they've shut down evidently, trains from running over there, and have another confrontation by the Mandan landfill. They were attempting to get to. Where Dakota Access Pipeline stages its equipment. So every day, yesterday it's downtown Bismarck and the Capitol having to be shut down. And they've got, you know, something new all the time. And I don't know. This is costing a lot of money, a lot of money. You even have the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe saying, we don't want this anymore. They voted to boot the Red Warrior camp out. By the way, memo to the media, why don't you check the minutes of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. Why don't you ask a few questions like why $200,000 worth of money is going to Dave Archambault's sister to sue law enforcement? For what is what I want to know. Sue law enforcement whose lives have been upended because of your insanity. You're going to sue them? Oh, that's a good one. That's priceless. And also, media, while you're at it, digging into that, it's right there in the minutes. It's not hard to find. How about the fact they booted them out of the Red Warrior camp? I don't know, should we be doing it differently than we're doing it? When I say we, I mean, you know, your point was don't sell them gas. I don't know, what was something different? How do you end this? The Obama administration is playing politics with it. Latest example of that is this letter that came last night from the U.S. Army saying, we aren't going to approve this yet. We have U.S. Army Corps of Engineers sources that say on every metric, this permit should be approved. The Army has reached down to the Corps. The Obama administration's reached to the Army and said, slow this down. This is pure politics. How do you respond to that? What do you do? I'll take your answers. Think about it today. Call me anytime, 855-200-1776, extension 1. 855-200-1776, extension 1. Or email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. The text I was going to get to suggested that we check out a story on Inform today entitled What the Dapple Protesters Aren't Telling You. We read that yesterday. Have it posted on my Facebook page. Read it, though. It's pretty amazing. A lot of facts there. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Hi, Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.